not a new phenomenon at the hospital, the overcrowding, the long waits, people on trolleys, etc. After the record-breaking numbers there was last week, I decided I would ask the questions, is what exactly are we doing to address the situation? As all the stakeholders in the different sectors, the GPs, community step-downs, the management of Letterkenny University Hospital, and indeed SAILTA, are they meeting regularly and discussing the problems and trying to identify solutions to alleviate the pressures on our hard-working staff and also to provide a better service for the patients?
And worryingly, Tony Canavan, the CEO of the SAILTA University Healthcare Group, he did admit that the current situation at the hospital is impacting staff and the patients also.
I think we all would have a horror story to tell about a relative, a friend, who has extraordinary waiting times at the emergency department, and also the pressures that the staff are under. It's not sustainable, and something has to be done in the short term. We can't wait years. We need to be putting all our efforts into addressing the situation and coming up with solutions. And if that requires further investment from the Department of the Health, then the Minister needs to intervene. And my information is last 3 years, up to 20 members of senior staff members in the emergency department have either left the hospital or transferred to other jobs. And that's a very worrying development. Like, patients need to be looked after and cared for. If we haven't got the doctors, if they're burnt out, if they're continually under this type of pressure and we lose the doctors and nurses who are experienced in emergency department medicines, then where are people to go? So it's imperative that the SAILTA, the hospital management, the GPs, the NowDoc service and our community step-down services meet regularly to discuss and evaluate the situation and try and plan ahead and decrease the number of hours that people are waiting in accident emergency to be seen and to take the pressures off our healthcare staff.